Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A tiny tree planted on Boston Common today brings a small piece of European history to the city. The sapling is the offspring of a chestnut tree that stood for about 200 years outside the secret annex in Amsterdam. That's where Anne Frank chronicled her family's experience hiding from the Nazis during World War II. WBUR's Barbara Howard was at the ceremonial planting on Boston Common this morning.
The old horse chestnut tree stood outside the attic window of the secret annex. Young Anne Frank, coming of age in the hiding place with her family during the Holocaust, often wrote in her diary about the comfort she felt gazing out at the tree, her only touchstone to the natural world. That diary was discovered after Anne Frank and most of her family, all but her father, were killed by the Nazis. The Diary of Anne Frank has since been translated into dozens of languages and read by school children everywhere. One of those school children is 15-year-old Aaliyah Finkel of Newton.
I took a trip to the Anne Frank house when I was 10 years old, and I felt a very deep connection to her and to the building and everything.
So she asked her parents if she could celebrate her Jewish rite of passage, her bat mitzvah, in Amsterdam to honor the memory of Anne Frank. And while planning the event, efforts in Amsterdam to shore up the diseased old chestnut tree failed. 3 years ago, it toppled over. But caregivers with foresight saved chestnuts from the old tree and planted them to create a new generation of saplings. 11 were earmarked for the United States. Aaliyah Finkel prompted Boston to request a tree.
When I was 12 and I was looking for a bat mitzvah project, I heard about the saplings and I sent a proposal to the mayor and he approved it.
Today, a sun-splashed ceremony was attended by dozens of schoolchildren. Dignitaries wielding shovels planted the tiny tree no more than a couple of feet tall. It stands now on Boston Common, not far from where the gallows once stood, where Puritans hanged the Quaker, Mary Dyer, and not far from the recent Marathon bombings.
The tree will be a symbol of hope for the people and for the history of Boston, which has gone through some terrible things in the past and also recently, and it'll help Boston move forward from all of the tragedies, just as the tree was a symbol of hope when Anne Frank was going through such a terrible time.
Anne Frank was Aaliyah Finkel's age, 15, when she died in a Nazi concentration camp. Had Anne Frank lived next week, she would have marked her 84th birthday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Howard.